Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now in the studio, ordinarily by Jean Boldick from the Weekend Water Cooler on Fridays. This week, she's got New Year's week off, so we are joined by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson from WCHL. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hoping to live up to Jean's legacy here, man.
I know. It's going to be a tall order.
It really is.
Why
she's
didn't
so
we
good
get
at this.
New Year's week off?
I don't know. You didn't take it off. You didn't fill out the form.
You got to fill out the form. Is the correct answer.
Did you see Gene in the back filling out all of that paperwork to take
not.
This day,
I
this moment
missed,
off?
Yeah. I must have missed the paperwork for the 5 minutes off.
Yeah. It's almost it takes more time to fill out the paperwork than it does to take the time off.
That's
so
true.
Jokes on her is really what it comes down to. Hey, y'all ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. What would life be like if you were as small as a mouse?
Awesome.
Yeah,
I would love it. That's
that was
a big
real quick.
Dream of
you've
mine.
You've
oh,
given.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm into the like big world thing, like small people, big world. Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot.
All
I've
right.
always liked that aesthetic. The magic of everyday items when you're tiny.
That's true.
Until they fall on you.
Until they fall on you. Well, you, I mean that's true.
You got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, you have to be wary of your surroundings.
At that
that's
point,
true all the time.
Your life
right?
is very much a cat and mouse game.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, that's true. I have two cats, and I don't know if I would
don't
be able
think
to keep
you'd be
the
a
two
cat
cats.
Person afterwards.
I probably would not. No.
Yeah.
I would hope that my cat Mona would retain her loyalty.
I would hope that.
It's
but
a cat. There is no loyalty.
I don't make grand life plans based on hope is the thing. Hope and maybe like some decent factual evidence behind the hope.
You can hope that she maintains her loyalty. Probably should plan that she's going to try and eat you.
Yeah, or I could have an awesome cat mount.
You could. I was actually thinking
like
What's that? What was that animated movie where I had the squirrels riding the wiener dogs? Was it Open Season?
I'm pretty sure that's every I can't remember.
It was the Scottish actor Billy
Connolly.
Billy Connolly was the voice of the squirrel. And they were painted up
what,
like...
What, there's a movie where Billy Connolly voices a squirrel?
Yeah, I think it's like Open Season.
It might be. It's a movie I have not seen, and I have not seen Open Season.
And then all the squirrels, like, charge in the battle, riding Dotsons,
all right,
painted
I'm doing
up,
a Google search
painted
for...
Painted up like
okay,
Braveheart.
It is, in fact, Open Season. You are
okay,
correct.
Yes.
Billy Connolly plays a character named McSquizzy.
McSquizzy the squirrel.
Does that sound accurate?
Yes, and if I was the size of a mouse, I would be friends with this Billy Connolly squirrel.
But they're all painted up like Braveheart and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Best part of the movie, really.
That's... Okay.
Would you want to be very small?
I would, and I just imagine my life would be like an episode of the old school Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be outsmarting the cat all the time.
Probably,
yeah.
You'd have to, like, find someone to take the cat rather than have to outsmart the cat all the time.
No, I want to
now
do the
it's
whole,
just the,
like, drop the...
I want the excitement.
Like
I want
a
the...
cat and mouse game, but in reverse.
Yeah, right, yeah, where the mouse is actually going after the cat.
I'm just happy to save money on food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely a practical
So basically
approach.
What we're doing here is the entire plot of that Matt Damon movie.
This is
which we've discussed
we
before.
Already discussed
we have,
this
we've already discussed
this
before.
Oh, we've
we're
already
doing
done
it
this
again.
This week. Yeah.
We're doing it again.
All right. It always comes back to downsizing.
It's always
clearly.
Been
It's
downsizing.
Always Matt Damon.
Or McSquizzy in Open Season, one or the other.
That one time a squirrel painted up like Braveheart took you to Matt Damon.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. And if you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.